from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Oh, I got a Mother's Day story for you. Let me hear this. By the way, the Advocate Healthcare folks were big fans of, and the Cubs did an awfully good thing yesterday. They wanted to pink out Wrigley. Waddy probably saw the hashtag pink out Wrigley for Mother's Day to honor breast cancer survivors and fighters. We're going to talk to a doctor in just a second who's been on this show before, Dr. Heidi Memel. But here with us in studio is Kristen Hall. Now, Sandberg, how do you know Kristen?
I grew up with Kristen Hall. She's one of my sister's best friends. They did gymnastics from, you know, like the age 5 till high school, and then they went to college, and then they lived together after college, so she's a like another sister.
So it's a year ago, thereabouts, you're pregnant? Well, I guess a bit less than a year, considering how old the babies are. So 10 months, whatever the number is.
Yes.
You're at a Cubs game?
I was.
And you had...
In September, you were at a Cubs game.
Yeah. Yes, and you had had some tests.
She was celebrating her 10-year wedding anniversary with her.
So there's a lot of positives.
Yep. Yes, and it was Loyola night at the Cubs game.
Because they went to Loyola.
So a lot of positives. A
lot of positives.
And you find out that you are that you have breast cancer.
Yes.
And you're how pregnant at that point?
I believe I was about 11 weeks, 12 weeks.
I don't care how positive you are, and you seem like a very positive person. That's devastating.
I was terrified.
So from that moment on, your life changes.
It did. And I had waited a long time to get pregnant. I'm 42 years old, so I was terrified that the babies wouldn't happen.
So tell me about that for a second, because I don't obviously understand the biology the way you do. But you can have chemotherapy while pregnant, because obviously you had to.
Yes, I did.
Did you know beforehand that you could do that, get treatment while being pregnant?
I did not, until I went and spoke with the doctors.
And you also had a mastectomy.
I did.
So you had a major surgery, chemotherapy, all while carrying two babies.
All right, yes. Now that's the drama, and we're not making any less of it for obvious reasons, because we're going to talk more about the drama. Talk about the good news.
The good news is that the babies are born, and they're very healthy little girls.
And they're 7 weeks?
They are 7 weeks old, yes.
And how are you?
I'm doing fabulous.
I want that. Well, yeah. I tell you, I had a good Mother's Day story. How about a sitting ovation? The rare sitting ovation that we hand out here.
And she got to be a back girl yesterday at the Cubs pink out.
What I would imagine was one of the more traumatic events that's gone on since you got all that good news. Are you an athlete?
I'm not anymore.
But
I was
you,
a gymnast growing up.
You know, we talked about the gymnast, but were you a jock in other ways with the baseball and other things, softball, anything?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, no. She's a dancer and a gymnast.
Yes.
She's
so you weren't afraid to be around the bats in the field and all that, but it wasn't your chosen thing.
Oh, don't put me near a ball.
All right. Dr. Heidi Memel joins us. She's been on the program before, advocate again. And Dr. Heidi, how are you?
Good morning. Great. Thanks for having me on.
I love this story.
It's such a great story, and Kristen has been so inspiring throughout her whole treatment course. She's done phenomenally, and the two baby girls are just spectacular.
And Kristen, you know, I'm sure there's the times where you get to fall apart like everybody else, but are you generally a positive person, as you appear to be this morning?
Yeah. Now in my life, I am, for sure.
Yeah. How about that? All right. So what are the new breast cancer screening guidelines? Because it's different than it was even recently, isn't it?
There's always some controversy over breast screening guidelines, and we still, those of us involved in the breast cancer treatment world, still recommend begin your screening mammograms at age 40 and once a year until you're healthy enough. For women who are at higher risk, consider your risk, consider your family history, and you may need to begin screening mammograms earlier in life based on if a mother or a sister was diagnosed with breast cancer. And then for women with very dense breast tissue who are at increased risk, may need to add in something else as well, like a screening ultrasound or a screening MRI.
Now, Dr. Memel, I know you are a breast cancer survivor and you're a mother yourself. When you see a patient,
yes,
like Kristen, how do you not get emotionally invested, you know, when you're trying to help guide her decisions and not, you know, mirror your own experience?
Of course, there's always that part of us that does get emotionally invested, and I treat everybody, all of my patients, like I would want my sister treated. So we've got a lot of specialists here, and I think that's so important for patients to remember is be somewhere where you're comfortable in that you're taken care of by a team. We've got a medical oncologist, a great radiation oncologist, and in Kristen's case, We want to make sure that we're paying attention to those babies. So a maternal fetal medicine specialist who's following her all along the way and making sure that we're doing everything, first of all, for her, but also for those two little girls.
Are there a lot of pregnant patients that receive chemo, not even just for breast cancer?
I wouldn't call it a lot, but we, you know, being a referral center at Lutheran General and at Advocate, we do see quite a few pregnant patients with breast cancer, and it is something that we can do. We can give certain chemotherapy agents during pregnancy and, you know, not affect the babies.
Is it, obviously it complicates the treatment, I would guess, right?
It does. It does. We have to plan everything accordingly, make sure we're using everything in the proper doses, and plan the timing just right.
You talked about family history, and you talked about it before on the show, but what do you really want to leave people with knowledge-wise when it comes to genetic testing?
Genetic testing, it's very important to see a genetic counselor. They will go through a very specific family history, and they'll make some recommendations as to specific panel of gene testing to do. Even if insurance won't pay for it, the test has become so much more affordable, and it's better to go and see a genetic counselor than do one of the direct-to-consumer tests. The genetic counselor can really go through a good family history and make sure those test results are pertinent to your history.
And Kristen Hall, what do you want moms to know?
Just keep fighting. It's all worth it in the end. The girls are beautiful.
Yeah, don't give up, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, God bless you. It's a great story.
Thank you. And it's all because of Dr. Memel and Dr. Kaiser, my oncologist, that I got to this point.
You know, we didn't talk about is your husband. How's he?
He's doing fabulous. He's at home with the girls right now.
Quite a rock, I would hope, through all of this.
He's very solid, yes.
Okay, good. Well, you need that. You need solid.
You need that, yeah.
Dr. Memel, keep up the good work, and thank you for an update on that. I'm sure we'll be asking you to join us again soon.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
That's Dr. Heidi Memel, and the real hero of the story, Kristen Hall, who's available for all future bad days.
Yep.
So she's got that going for her. What are the girls' names?
Josephine and Ivy.
That's beautiful. Good
Thank
for you.
You.
Good
Thank
for you.
You.
And thanks for coming over and talking.
No problem.
All right. Was this easier than yesterday?
It's a lot warmer in here than it was last
night. Well stated.